AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An AP investigation found products in grocery stores could be tied to prison labor. The AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
It's a concept that's completely legal and dates back to as far as the 1800s. Items you find in your local supermarket have ties to prison labor. That's according to a two-year AP investigation into the prison to grocery store pipeline. Andrea Armstrong is a law professor at Loyola University, New Orleans.
So the 13th Amendment prohibits slavery and involuntary servitude, except that there is a provision that allows for incarcerated people to be forced to work.
The AP also found that American companies were internationally exporting goods tied to prison labor. When the AP reached out to some companies that use prison labor for a comment, McDonald's, General Mills, and PepsiCo said they'd investigate any links. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The UN aid agency serving Palestinians in Gaza is facing more funding cuts over accusations 12 of its employees were involved in the Hamas attack in October that started the war with Israel. The leaders of Russia and Belarus met to discuss ways to further expand their alliance that has seen the deployment of some of Russia's nuclear weapons to its neighbor, Belarus. Buckingham Palace's 75-year-old King Charles is out of a private London clinic after undergoing a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. The king's daughter-in-law, Kate, the Princess of Wales, also recently had abdominal surgery and is back at home. The Super Bowl in Las Vegas is set. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs against Brandon Ayuk's San Francisco 49ers. They came from behind to beat the Detroit Lions after coming from behind the week before against Green Bay.
Just two gutty wins, two wins that just show you the type of team that we have, the mindset, the will, the heart that everybody has.
The Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting higher at the beginning of a week packed with potentially market-moving news. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher in the early going Monday. The Dow and the NASDAQ Composite were also up 0.1%. Five big tech stocks will report their latest quarterly results this week. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft have been responsible for much of Wall Street's rally to record highs. The Federal Reserve announces its latest decision on interest rates on Wednesday. On Friday, the government will release its latest monthly jobs report. iRobot, which makes Roomba vacuum cleaners, sank more than 10%. Amazon called off its proposed deal to buy the company following antitrust scrutiny from regulators in the U.S. and Europe. Seth Sutel, New York.
The British government will ban the sale of disposable vapes and limit their variety of flavors to prevent children from becoming addicted to nicotine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.